All right, guys, 1, 2, 3, here we go. Can I get a little motivation, a little energy? I want you to be excited with me. This is Juan Santos over at Counselor's Journey, and we are going to dive into another episode all about teaching you mental health professionals how to A, start, B, grow, C, scale a six-figure counseling private practice without feeling overwhelmed. Let's do it. Let's dive into the episode. You know, recently, I got done reading for like the fourth time, The Power of Habits. And then right before that, I reread Never Split the Difference and reread Compound Habits. So you're probably thinking, wow, Juan, you got a lot of time there, a lot of time to read. I enjoy reading. And if I haven't shared this story before, let me tell you about Juanito, me when I was a kid. I did not like to read. Parents gave me this chapter book, first one, right? And every kid goes through it where you get away from like the comic books and the fun. Like, I want to see a picture book, right? That's the ones I was excited about when I was little. And my parent came and they gave me this chapter book that at the time just seemed massive. Like my little arms couldn't bear to carry it alone, right? I needed help. That's how heavy it was. And my reaction was genuine. It was authentic. It was to cry, you know. And I remember my mom left me in the room, and she left me with that book. And I don't think I read an ounce of it. I don't recall. But I do remember that I was not happy. I remember I did not like that chapter book. It had no pictures. And that wasn't my cup of tea. I share that story because it connects to the earlier point that I mentioned with you on the three books that I've recently read. And those books have to do with productivity. And though as a child I did not like to read these chapter books, life has taught me the importance of reading, the importance of learning. And from books like The Power of Habits and so many other ones, I've really learned the importance of being productive and leaning towards, you know, my own definition of what success is. And it's okay that it doesn't mirror yours, and it's okay that yours doesn't mirror mine. And I was inspired in a way, if you will, by the books that I've read to create this episode where we focus on las llaves. Las llaves in Spanish is the keys, right? The keys of productivity, the pillars of productivity, right? You've got these three strong legs and they hold up a table. Now, obviously, you probably want four, but we're going to go with three because the triangle is a strong shape. So we got three legs and it's holding up a table, the table of productivity. Now, productivity, what does it mean? We're going to get into that. We're going to look at the three keys. What are these keys? What are they defined as? And before we do any of that, we're going to go into the why. Right? I think Simon Sinek had the book on why. So it's important to go, why is it important to be productive? Right? Why do we need to spend time in this episode to look at what these keys are? Well, to get from A to B in life, of course, there's a way you can do it. Right, you can get there whatever way you're getting there. But the question is, are you enjoying the way that you're getting there? Is there a better way? Is there a smarter way? Is there a more difficult way? Is there a harder way? Right, the answer is always yes. Right, you can go walk from one street to the other, and I bet you that there's so many ways that will give you so many experiences. Right, you could run there as fast as you can. You could walk there at a leisurely pace. You could throw a backpack and put 15 pounds on it and then jog. You can get a wheelbarrow and then load it up with bricks and then push it all the way to the end, right? But the distance doesn't change, yet you feel different every time, right? Based on the mythology that you utilize to get you from A to B. So when we look at building a successful business, there has to be keys, right? There has to be practices, methods that are utilized. And What I love about like being a podcast host and listening to other people's podcasts and being a student of the world is that I get to learn the keys of different individuals. And this is where it's really interesting because my keys, this is not me telling you to leave the podcast. This is just me being honest and authentic. My keys connect to my definition of success, what I have found successful. And I have taught this to different individuals and they found it successful as well. And I share it with you so that as you learn that today, be patient with it and play with it. See if it's appropriate. See if it makes sense. Or if maybe you need to adjust it just a little bit. And that's okay. That's okay. You know, it's like getting up at 5 in the morning. If I like to get up at 5 in the morning because I get up and I get to do this hard workout and I don't have, you know, the kids aren't up yet, my spouse is not up yet, that works for me. But if you don't want to get up at 5, if you want to get up at 6 o'clock and it's still leading you from A to B, that's okay. Doesn't mean my method is better than yours or yours is better than mine, right? There's just different methods. So when we look at today's podcast, it's really focusing on how to be productive. And it's important to give productivity a definition. For our podcast, I'm going to look at productivity as moving from one distance to another in a strategic manner, in a manner where you are learning and growing, in a manner where you are not overly overwhelmed. Like, yes, you will experience stress, but not overly overwhelmed to the point that, and this is where I really want you to focus on, to the point, and I'll share it as an example. Have you ever had a week that by the time it gets to like Thursday or Friday and you're done for the week, you sit and your body just shuts down? And then you just feel so damn tired. And you think to yourself, oh my goodness, I am so tired. How have I not noticed how tired I was? And then you start realizing that more than likely you were just going off of adrenaline. You were just going off of fumes the entire week. And then your body was like, thank goodness. And now you sit, you know, and then you sleep or you just chill for hours. Right, more than likely that means that whatever you were doing, right, was not in that area of strategic productivity. Right, maybe that was just really working hard and grinding, which is very different. So the keys that I want us to look at, one of them is, and before I share them, you're probably going to go, I knew that, and that's okay. That's good if you knew that. Right, one of the keys is automation. Right? How do you automate things within your business? The next key, handing things off, also called delegation. Last key, you know, if there's certain things that you don't need to be doing anymore, we'll call that one elimination. Right? So the keys are automation, delegation, elimination. What do I need to automate so that I can be more productive? What do I need to delegate and get off of my plate and onto someone else's so that we can be more productive? What do I need to eliminate so that my time is spent somewhere else? And that one is not on the list of priority so that we can be more productive. And you know, this is a exact conversation I have during consultation. You know, consultation is not as clear as, hey, Juan, you know, I've got a business. Can you help me? You know, we want to get to six figures. We want to be able to hire more. We want to be able to do this and that. And it's not as simple as, oh, here's one thing to do, right? No, we slow down. We break things down. And I have the same conversation with them. I go, tell me about productivity. Break down automation for me. Break down delegation for me. What are you delegating? And what type of items are you automating in your business? What systems are you automating? And then what are you getting rid of? What are you eliminating? What are you dropping? And often people struggle with that when they go, I don't know. You know, 7 times out of 10, they tell me that when it comes to delegation, they go, yeah, I delegate to myself. And sometimes when life is just stubborn, we have to smile, right? Smile back and greet it. Right, with a simple smile, simple laughter, and say, okay, let's do things a little bit differently. So what I'm going to do for today's episode, because it could be very lengthy, and I think the effectiveness of this episode is more to bring information to you, for you to sit down and to look at, okay, here are the keys to productivity. Am I delegating items? Am I eliminating items? Am I automating items? And if you are, we'll go into what to do. If you're not, we'll go into what to do. But we're going to start with examples. So automation within a counseling business. This will be where, if, simple example, someone reaches out to you and you get an inquiry for psychology today and it pops on your phone as a message. Someone's reaching out. They want a 15-minute consultation. So then what you do is you then get on the email. You send them an email and say, hey, I got your email. Yes, I'd like to do a 15-minute consultation. And they go, wonderful. You email back and you say, here's my availability. They email back. And then after about four or five email sequences, you square down a time. And then that day, you give them a call. And then you spend time on the phone for 15 minutes. And then after that, they tell you they'll think about it. And then you go back and you email, hey, I had a great talk with you. Let me know if you'd like to move forward with a counseling appointment. And then maybe at some point they do. So automate will be, okay, let's look at that. Automate will be that when they reach out to you on Psychology Today, that first email that you send them, we can create a system around it. And it could be questions, you know, point one, point two, point three. You know, hey, thank you for reaching out. If you'd like to schedule an appointment, click here. And it takes them right to an automated system of self-scheduling. And then it could be B. And this, I think, could be helpful. If you'd like to schedule a 15-minute consultation, click here. And it takes them to a self-scheduling portal that already has your calendar access and leaves it up to them. Right? So now you have these systems where you're automating this process that was taking you, you know, how much longer? And then when you look at productivity, how much time did you save? Right? And maybe in the moment you're like, well, I only saved 15 minutes. Well, hold on, slow down. 15 minutes you save for one person, but what if you're doing 10 of these a week? You know, what if you're doing over 100 of these 15-minute ones a year? Time adds up. And you know, if you just do a few of them and you're already at an hour, but your hourly rate is, let's say, $200. Well, that's not really being productive, spending an hour going back and forth on email when you could have just been seeing a client, right? Automation brings that awareness to you. Next point here is an example, elimination. This one's a really tough one because there's sometimes we feel like everything is important, right? I mean, you're trying to build your business. You're trying to move forward and do what you got to do. And you feel like all of it's important. All of it. Every single thing on my list is important. But is it really? Is it really? No. And no is the answer. No is a hard answer. Right? No is the hard truth. No is the hard truth. No, everything is not important. I mean, come on now. I mean, really think about it. You know, like play the game. Imagine you got 6 months to live. How many things on a to-do list are really that important? Not many, right? Because the game changes now. You only got 6 months to live. And I get that I'm throwing a curveball right now, but it gives you perspective. It lets you look at, okay, maybe, Juan, maybe you're right. Maybe everything on here is not, you know, as important as I think it is. So when it comes to elimination, what you're thinking about is how can I boost my productivity by eliminating certain items? And I'll give you an example of this. And you can mix elimination with delegation, or you can just completely eliminate. So an example of this would be, let's say that I am doing a marketing task, right? I'm going out to different businesses and I'm saying, hey, my name is Dr. Juan Santos, owner of Santos Counseling, and it's a pitch and I'm trying to grow a bit, trying to connect with them to see if it could build for referrals. Well, part of my elimination method is that I want to measure how effective this is. Which is a side note, anytime you're doing marketing, ensure that there's some sort of strategy behind it, right? Make it strategic marketing versus just marketing. Taking a step back, and I'm doing this practice, right? And I do this for 6 months and I'm measuring that it's led to zero referrals. And maybe I'm doing other things, right? I'm doing a couple of directories, I'm doing some Google ads, I'm doing XYZ, and all the other ones are leading to higher numbers. Right, that could be an eye-opening moment for me to go eliminate this task, because for the last 6 months, I've been doing it and I've been putting 1 hour in it. And if I've been doing once a month, that's 6 months. So in the last 6 months, it's led to zero, but it could have led to, if the rate is 200, right, it could have led to a much higher number than zero. So that's where, and there's tough decisions, because I think as business owners, we always have the best ideas. We always have great ideas. We always have ideas that we think are going to work. And we always feel that we have to keep doing something more and more and more, and somehow magically it will work. But here's something to know. If that same example relates to you and you stop doing it and you eliminate it, yes, it will feel bothersome. It will make you feel worried. It'll make you feel like, oh, I should have kept doing it. All I'm saying is just pause. Hit the pause button on it. instead of striking it out from your to-do list, just put a P on it for pause and prioritize other tasks. And then later down the road, you can see if there's some space for it. Next item here, as far as an example, we're going to look at delegation. Right, delegation. This is bringing people in who can help you. I think, and I could be mistaken, I feel like it was Alibaba. Is that the company? I believe that's the company. The owner of it really spoke about the importance of hiring people that are smarter than you, which I find really beautiful. I find that important to look at bringing other people to help you that are experts in their own ways. Otherwise, you're going to get exhausted, you know, being an expert or trying to, or impersonating being an expert in every single area. That's a lot of work, my friends. And, you know, realistically, you got 100% energy. How are you going to put that in everything? All right. So delegation, right? An example of this within your practice. Right now, I'm pushing this episode out. It is in the springtime. So it's tax season. So, you know, I can name a good amount of business owners, not just in the counseling space, that do their own taxes and do their own bookkeeping. So from that, right, why not delegate? And again, with delegation, it's important to look at numbers and productivity. Meaning, if I am spending 10 hours, right, for a bookkeeping task per month, how much could I earn in those 10 hours? Or, you know, if you have a practice, somebody else in there so that you're doing that, so that somebody else is doing that, so that you're delegating it out. Now, I wanted to stop here for a moment with these three keys, the elimination, automation, elimination and delegation. And I had this consultation session, and it ended after our first session. The individual was like, you know, I don't think I want to be a business owner. And I didn't have anybody else after that. So I was super curious. And I said, tell me more. And we spent like 3 hours talking about this. And he was just sharing with me. He was like, you know, I was really excited. And I thought it was something I always wanted to do. You know, and I see other people do it. And we just got really into like the nitty gritty of it. He was like, you know, what is it like? And I always try to be honest. I said, well, it's hard, right? And if you listen to the podcast, it's difficult, right? 24/7, you're working. You know, it's like the funny saying, you know, I'm going to quit my job for blank company, you know, so I'm going to open up my own business and do my own thing. You know, they make me work too much over there. Well, if you go open up your own business, you're going to work even more. Especially in the beginning. So I share that with you because as we talk about these three keys, it's important to know that it is a lot of work. Like going in there and automating, that's a lot of work. That's building systems. And it's building systems that if not done correctly, they can really hurt your business. And the percentage of failed businesses within the first year or 5 years is like 95%. So it's they're important things to do, but they're also things we want to do carefully because they can hurt your business, right? If it's done in an incorrect manner, or if you don't bounce back from it, you know, in a really effective way. And that individual I met with, I think he was just sharing with me that he got to this point of really taking a step in and looking at the work that he was doing. And he said it's enjoyable some parts, but he looked at it, do I want to do all of this, right? Do I want to delegate? Do I want to automate? Do I want to eliminate all of these tasks? Do I want to create this and later bring on staff and then train them and then hire people that I'm responsible for and you know, manage and et cetera? And I told him, I said, it's okay. I said, you know, not wanting that life, a career, excuse me, it's okay, right? I think it's important to like wow. Take a step back and be like, you know, do I really want to do this? And I think the longer I've been in private practice as a business owner and getting to know different individuals, it's been really a humbling experience to learn how many of the colleagues I'd meet, they may share with me and they say, Juan, you know, I commend you for, you know, opening up your practice and doing all of that. But I'm good right here. You know, I don't want to do any of that. I just want to, you know, I like working for this practice over there, or I like working for this hospital. And I feel like I can go in, I can do my job, I can do it effectively, and then I can head out, and I'm okay with that. And that's it, right? And I hope that as you're listening to A Counselor's Journey, that those are the messages that you're getting, that if you want to go into the opening up your practice, do it. And if you don't, that's okay too. Like, they're both really strong areas. I think they're both going to come with challenges. I think they're both going to come with wins. I would be lying to you if I told you that I don't have moments where I think about, you know, hey, what would it be like, you know, the other way around? Like, you know, there's times that I get off and I'm like, oh, you know, I could probably work for a local hospital right now, you know, and be a clinician or a director there. And, you know, I've ran this practice long enough to know how certain systems work. And I'm a supervisor and licensed, so I'm sure I can do something in there. And what would that be like just to get off work and go, ah, that's it, off work, until I got to clock back in, and then I'm back in it. But you know, I love the pain, I love the struggle, I love the headaches. So far in my life, I'm 35 years old, and so far this is the love that I have. And it's genuine. It's mixed in. I love the victories and the wins and the growth. And I also enjoy when we're low. I see it all just mixed in there. I've got a vacation coming up, but you know, it's not a, like, I don't know. When I was much younger, like a teenager, and I used to work at this YMCA. You know, I'd get off work and a vacation was very different. I'd be like, I'm just done. Right, whereas a vacation now is okay, but people can still reach out, right? Like the counselors that are with the practice, they could still reach out and say, we may need something. And where I'm at, 35 years old, it's a journey that I still love, and I still want to see it grow. I still want to see it move forward. And I share all of that with you just to, again, give you that space to look at. You know, you choose your direction. I've met a few colleagues where they'll jump in and do the private practice, do it for a number of years, find success, and then they'll just close it up and then go in and work for somewhere else. And then they'll share it in a similar way. They go, hey, I wanted to do it, I wanted to try it, see what it was like. And then I did, and now I'm going over here, I want to try something else. Right? So that's the beauty of life. It's a dance floor, and you get to try out different dances. Right? And it's about you, which ones do you enjoy, which ones do you not. And right now I'm enjoying this one, so I'm dancing. If you enjoyed today's episode, leave me a 5-star review. Tell me what you like about it, what episodes you may want in the future. I want you to walk away with something really important. I want you to walk away with knowing, number one, that I am grateful for the time that we spend together here. Truly. Number two, I want you to think back about those keys. Look at the work that you're doing and think about, what do I need to eliminate so that I can focus on what's important? Define important. The hell does that even mean? But think about it. You got to have a definition for it. Otherwise, it'll get confusing. Number two, what do you need to delegate? Right? Look at all the things around you that you do and that need to be done. And who do you need to put it on? Sometimes it's not just a person. It could be a system. Like, as an example, I utilize Converter Kit. I'm an affiliate there. And if you are looking for an email system that can really kick butt, go to the show notes and hit the link. And then there'll be an affiliate link of mine. And the way that I use it, the Converter Kit is for delegation. Way back in the day, I would go through and I would write all of these emails out. But now I can just use that system. I have a nice pop-up that goes into the website. People click on it, and then it takes them through the sequence of a number of emails. They get a free product that they can utilize, letting them know just how effective therapy can be. And then there's other emails they get about different tools and resources. But all of that is something I delegate. I delegate to a system, right? An electronic system. And those are things that you can do. And then the last one, is automation. You know, what do you need to automate? Sometimes you can just start with your phone system, your email system. You can think about how does somebody find you, and all the way from finding you to becoming your client, and then what in there could you automate? I think about automations as little systems that make things work a little bit smoother, a little bit faster, a little bit better. For all of those keys, the last item I want you to keep in mind is customer service. Really look at, all right, if I automate this and delegate that and eliminate this, what type of user experience do I give the people that choose to trust me or your practice? Really go into that. All right. That's all, folks. As Bug Bunny says, I am that was big Looney Tunes fan. That's probably why I wasn't about that chapter book. But I will say later down the road, side note here, Jack London, I think, was the author. I think he wrote The Hatchet, if I'm remembering that correct. But that was one of my first like in love books where I was like, man, I can't put this down. I'll see you in the next episode. As you head out today, guys, I want you to give yourself a big old hug, a big old high five, because listen, you're doing it. You're taking time out of your day to build your six-figure private practice. You are tapping into ambition, you're tapping into curiosity, and you're doing it here together. We're holding hands, we're walking on this journey, a private practice journey. Before you head off, do me a kindness, leave me a review. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know which episode really stuck out to you, which one made you go, yes, I need to start doing a little bit more of that. Or yes, I am doing that and I'm proud of myself for doing that. I am seeing amazing changes. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to growing together on our journey.